10th of November. I'm David Clark, and this is your Bedford News in 100 Seconds. A bus company that operates throughout Bedfordshire will allow all armed forces personnel, both past and present, to ride for free on Armistice Day and Remembrance Day this upcoming weekend. Stagecoach East will provide this service not just across the county, but also throughout the UK, in appreciation for those men and women who have chosen to serve and defend our country. The Managing Director for Stagecoach East, Darren Rowe, said, "We all owe a debt of gratitude to those who put themselves forward to defend our freedoms and way of living, and so we are proud to do our bit on these very special days." Stagecoach's veteran network, led by its employees, provided this initiative. In her new book, The Plot, The Political Assassination of Boris Johnson, released yesterday, former Mid-Bedfordshire MP Nadine Dorries describes a shadowy figure known only by the name Dr. No. She says he has a strong bearing on the Conservative Party, wielding influence, money and power, but remains anonymous under the name of a James Bond villain. Condé Nast Traveller magazine readers have named London Luton Airport as the UK's best airport. The results were tallied from close to a quarter of a million responses by people around the world. The airport's chief executive, Alberto Martin, said, "We are delighted that our teams focus on delivering a friendly passenger experience, along with strategic investments that have been made, has been recognised by such a discerning readership." Bedford Borough Council is extending an invitation to performers of all types to take advantage of spaces that will be set up in Bedford's Harper Square and Kempston Saxton Centre Square. The temporary venue is for the promotion of the Christmas season and will be available on the 9th, 16th and 23rd of December from 10 till 4 p.m. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.